It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Jake Gray, and Helper City has got a trunk or treat coming up on October 29th. These have really started to take off in the last few years. It's a very safe way to bring your kids out, get that trick-or-treating done. You don't have to worry about them running out in front of a car that's or anything like that, because all the cars here are parked. And then everybody gets to have a lot of fun because they decorate their cars and all of that. So we're going to talk with Jake about, you know, just kind of the idea for this one, where it all started, and how he and his father actually decided to take it over. We're going to talk about that. We'll talk about the event itself, and then we'll end up with, if you want to take part in it, if you want to be a part of it, we'll talk about that as well. Jake, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
So let's dive in with this. Now, when we were talking earlier, you had mentioned the fact that you and your father kind of had stuff or had something to do with this one about 2 years ago, it seemed like, 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, we participated a few years back. Mallory DeVincent had put it on and had been for a few years. And we had a really good turnout. And then COVID hit. And then the next season was kind of a trial drive-through, kind of everybody trying to come back. And so we spoke with her. It's been probably 8 months now. We've been kind of in the works. And she said, hey, I'm busy. If you'd like to take it over, run with it. So we got a hold of Helper City, talked with the mayor, Lenise Peterman, and she got us on the city council. They approved a Helper Main Street closure, and here we go.
And here we are. Once again, it's going to be on October 29th. And what all kinds of events and things, because it's not just a trunk or treat. It looks like there's going to be a big party going on Main Street down there.
Yeah, I'm sure most people, they decorate their cars. Some have games, different things, music going on with their trunks. So kind of going to depend on, see what everybody brings. And it's kind of a fun deal to watch what everybody decorates and their ideas.
And as I said, it really kind of just boils down to, I think the reason that these have really taken off is it's a safety thing now. And you don't have to worry about the kids running out in the street or running across the street and having to worry about cars and things like that. Main Street's going to be shut off, and they've just got to walk up and down to all the different trunks. And it'll be a lot of fun that day.
Yeah, and I think the big drive and the attraction to these trunk or treats are, especially today with the price of fuel, you go to one place, kids can hit probably as much in one area at a trunk or treat than maybe a whole neighborhood. And like you said, it's not dark, it's safer. So we'll be setting up, we will run our event from noon to 2 p.m. And then anybody who's wanting to participate as a trunk, they're welcome to show up to 2 hours prior to the event. We'll be there, we'll direct them to get them set up. And that'll give them an hour or two to get decorated and ready. That way, when the kids start showing up, everything's a go.
Ready to go. Now, I'm sure you would take, if somebody wanted to get in touch with you and just say, hey, I want to be a part of it, I'll be there, that's fine. But people can just show up the day, a couple hours before the event as well?
Yeah, there's no registration this year. We had done that in the past, and this year we're just going to kind of leave it open. We'll see how it turns out. Maybe we'll learn from our mistakes next year and we'll adjust. But everybody is welcome to show up, decorate a vehicle. Doesn't have to be a car. You can set up a side-by-side, a table, whatever, you know, and you can take it to whatever degree you want for decorations. And then just plan on trying to be there the couple hours, and we had a pretty good turnout a couple years back. It was pretty busy. So,
and you had mentioned the other great thing was is all the fun ones always have something else planned other than candy, don't they? They've got a game for the kids to play or something like that as well.
Yeah, we've seen people that have at other trunk or treats that we've participated in had games where they were ring toss or different bag toss, things like that. Just something to kind of interact with the kids.
Get the kids out. And as I said, it's a safe way to look at it. It's a great thing to do. It's a lot of fun. It's going on October 29th on Main Street in Helper from noon until 2. If you would like to be a part of it, you know what? Just show up around 10 o'clock, get everything set up, and then get ready to just have fun handing out candy. Now, the question that I always have for these, because I know it takes a lot.
Yeah.
If someone can't be there, but it maybe be interested in donating some bagged candy or something like that. Can they get in contact with you that way as well?
Yes, definitely. My email address is jasag24@yahoo.com. And you're welcome to email me. Or if you needed to get a hold of Helper City, I don't have their number, but we can get that.
And that's a way, too, if you can't be there that day, but you still want to help out and be a part of it, you know what, you can bring bagged candy to them, and they can use the help and maybe, you know, save your dad from having to run and buy more candy, right?
Yes. So I think the plan is we will have the cars, we'll direct them in from the north end of Main Street, come in on the upper end north by the post office, and then we'll start stacking the cars to the south. That way we can keep the kind of organization, so as the kids come, there's not big gaps and they don't think that, you know, they've missed any of it. But other than that, it should be a pretty good time.
All right. So once again, if you need to get a hold of Jay, if you've got questions about it, you can give him a shout out on his email. It's jasag24@yahoo.com, or just get a hold of Helper City and they can help you out that way as well. Jake, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in and talk with us about this today.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Once again, we've been speaking with Jake Gray. It is the Trunk or Treat on Helper Main Street, October 29th, going on from noon until 2 p.m. Now, if you've got questions about interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.